This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is lashing out at Turkey for its military assault on Syrian Kurdish fighters across the border in Syria. He calls it a mistake.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted. I think President Erdogan though, was fixated on making this incursion for one reason or another, and there was not a possibility that we were going to start a war with a NATO ally.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S. coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battled the Islamic State group. His comments are very different from U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks on the situation, which he calls a big success. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow. What a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations. Not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies have launched a large land offensive targeting three villages on Thursday. They are calling on the United States to intervene immediately to stop the attack. Lebanon's president addressed the nation Thursday, saying the economic reform package put forth by the country's prime minister will be the first step toward Lebanon from saving Lebanon from economic collapse. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police raided two sites in Northern Ireland and questioned a truck driver as officers investigate the death of 39 people found in a container at an industrial park in southeastern Britain. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The truck and the trailer with the people inside apparently took separate circuitous journeys before ending up on the grounds of Waterglade Industrial Park in Grays, 25 miles east of London on the River Thames. British police said they believe the container went from the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium to Purfleet, England, where it arrived early Wednesday. A National Crime Agency assessment report on serious and organized crime last year said there was a greater focus on rising smuggler numbers in Belgium after the closure of the Dunkirk migrant camp in 2017. Zaria Shackley, London.
European Union leaders are deciding on another extension to Britain's exit from the bloc after lawmakers in Britain frustrated Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to leave by the end of this month. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisted Wednesday that his plan is still to leave on 31st October.
I don't think the people of this country want a delay. I don't want a delay. I intend to press on, but I'm afraid we now have to see what our EU friends will decide on our behalf.
Johnson was forced by law to ask the EU for an extension, even though he didn't want one, after failing to pass his Brexit deal in Parliament last Saturday. The British leader then tried to rush the legislation through Parliament with just days to go before the deadline. While agreeing to the deal in principle, MPs Tuesday voted against this timetable. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of President Trump are demanding that the State Department release key documents they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. The proceedings on Wednesday were interrupted by congressional members of President Trump's party who forced their way into the secure hearing room. Meanwhile, as AP's Mike Gracia reports, current and former NSC staff are slated for impeachment interviews.
Two key witnesses could appear before House impeachment investigators next week. Four people familiar with the inquiry schedule tell the Associated Press closed-door interviews have been tentatively scheduled with National Security Council Russia and Europe Director Tim Morrison and former NSC staffer Charles Kupperman. Morrison and Kupperman are key because they may have been listening to President Donald Trump's July call with Ukraine's president that is at the center of the impeachment probe. Kupperman's interview was tentatively scheduled for Monday. Morrison would appear Thursday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.